The last album, Grammy nominated, by the way. The last album was critically well received, and also your fans loved it. Aerosmith fans dug it, and was that kind of like a help to keep you going on the solo side too?
Yeah, well, at that point, that was kind of like the epiphany of figuring out. I think that by playing "Stop Messing Around," which is another Fleetwood Mac song, and also "Back Train," and you know, working in those kind of those songs, and realizing that you know where I sing the best is down there, where you know, Johnny Cash and mm-hmm. Jim Morrison and Lou Reed and that kind of vocal style works best for me. I kind of wrote the songs for Joe Perry, the last solo record, kind of with that in mind, and you know, so I could at least, you know, get there, and so, you know, having gotten to that point, you know, I've sung other songs, other, you know, obviously in Aerosmith, but never really focusing on and realizing that, you know, stop trying to compete with the so-called, you know, the rock singers, that kind of rock singer, just get down there and do what feels good and most comfortable, and I can be the most expressive. So I wrote a lot of those songs in that frame of mind, so that was kind of a not only, you know, clearing the deck for to make more room for more songs, but it also my throat got stronger, and I found my niche and developed it more, and for what it's worth, and I also but I also realize I still, you know, like to write. I don't like to be limited to that kind of that mode.
One
so
style of song.
So this record, I really had planned it to be a record played by a band. You know, taking the rough demos and, you know, having the guys sit there, getting a bunch of guys to play it, and bringing in other singers. And you know, early on, you know, while I was thinking about it.
Kind of Santana approach on
yeah,
it.
Exactly. I was thinking, you know, how Santana had done his, and I think Slash's new record is he's using a different singer on every song, I think, and that kind of thing, and bring it. But I really didn't have time, for one thing, because I really wanted to get this record done before the Aerosmith tour started, and I had just enough time to do it because I had the material, I had everything, and I was just charged, and I had to record, and we had found Hagen, and mm-hmm. and so I figured, well, maybe the next record I'll do something like that, and when I have a little more time to call this one up and that one up, everybody's working, you know, and it's to schedule people to come in and do that, or me go to where they are. It eats up time.
Well, emailing but, tracks back but, and forth nowadays
yeah,
too.
But and that's you can do that, but when it's important as like a vocal performance or
right.
something like some like really like some of the key elements. I mean, maybe throwing a solo down, you don't mind sending the tape out, but for something like a vocal or to play like on the rhythm track, you know, and have that be part of the rhythm track, you really want everybody there. And it was really easy to have Hagen come in, and we put him up in our guest apartment, right, you know, down at the other end of the house, and he was right there, and it was just, you know, we got started around 1 o'clock, you know, and just went until we you know, 10, 11 o'clock at night every day.